This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fresh from supporter summits with allies, U.S. President Joe Biden is declaring himself ready to take on Russia's Vladimir Putin in far confrontational talks. Biden reached the summit city of Geneva on Tuesday for the most watched part of his trip abroad as president. Putin has said that he is open to dialogue in a range of subjects at his upcoming summit with the President Biden. Speaking with U.S. television network NBC in an interview released by the Kremlin Tuesday, Putin said that while relations with the United States were at their lowest point in recent years, there were areas of cooperation that would benefit from by both countries. Putin will meet with Biden as U.S. president for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday, at a time of the worst tensions in the relationship between Russia and the United States since the Cold War. For the first time since a ceasefire with Hamas militants was announced last month, Israeli aircraft have carried out a series of airstrikes at militant sites in the Gaza Strip. The airstrikes targeted facilities used by Hamas for meetings to plan attacks, according to the military, blaming the militant group for any act of violence emanating from Gaza. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli ultranationalists, some chanting death to Arabs, paraded in East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence. And again, for the first time since the ceasefire with Hamas militants last month, Israeli aircraft carried out a series of airstrikes. This is VOA News. The UN's outgoing envoy for Yemen expressed deep regret that he failed to mediate a ceasefire and peace talks between Yemen's warring parties, but he said he hoped a recent diplomatic effort by Oman will bear fruit. Martin Griffiths, who painted a bleak picture of the Arab world's poorest country, said in his final briefing to the UN Security Council that Yemen is in the throes of the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Griffiths said Yemenis are forced to live under violence and insecurity with limits to the freedoms of movement, religion, and free expression. He blamed the lack of courage of leaders on both sides, the government and Houthi rebels, for failing to choose a path to peace over continuing conflict. Ethiopia's UN ambassador says Eritrean troops who have been fighting with his country's forces in a war against the Tigray region's fugitive leaders will definitely leave soon. That would be welcomed by many, including the UN humanitarian chief, accused Eritreans of using starvation as a weapon of war. The war in Tigray was the subject of an informal closed UN Security Council meeting. UN aid chief Mark Lowcock warned that over 350,000 people were in famine conditions, with starvation deaths reported. Ethiopia's ambassador said there is a food insecurity, but disputed the famine-related data. U.S. President Joe Biden, whose administration on Tuesday unveiled a plan to address the threat of violence posed by white supremacists and militias 5 months after members of those groups joined in a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The White House released a 30-page plan for increased information sharing between federal and local officials and social media companies, additional resources to identify and prosecute threats and new deterrents, and to prevent Americans from joining dangerous groups. The administration conducted a sweeping assessment earlier this year of domestic terrorism that labeled white supremacist and militia groups as top national security threats. The issue took on a new urgency after the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, who was trying to overturn Biden's election victory. Via remote, I'm Tommy